Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. How to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. We enter in, in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Christ for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Come on, let's lift up his holy name right now. Come on, come on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. We come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, cast every care, fear, and burden down on today. Amen. And pick up the peace that God gives. Amen. The peace that surpasses our understanding. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree in the past Psalm 8 this morning. Amen. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who have set your glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength, amen, because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When, hallelujah, we consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him, amen? For you have made him a little more than the angels and have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, amen? All sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. Oh, our Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We come lifting up your holy name, Father God. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. We thank you for new verses and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for remembering us today. We thank you for this set time that you allowed us to come bold into the throne room of grace, that we may receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray right now, God, that you will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty. Oh, Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, change us, oh God, and make us more like you. Oh, Lord, we come to be changed to a new thing in us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we come believing on today, oh God. But, Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, amen, and increase our faith even more, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, what is it that you have for us to do, oh God? And, Lord, we ask that you be our strength to fulfill every assignment that you place in our care, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we come praying with a heart of repentance on today, a heart of forgiveness, hallelujah, and a heart of thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Oh, Lord, creating us a clean heart, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, and we forgive those who have hurt us, abused us, lied to us, talked about us, abandoned us. Oh, Lord, we forgive them, and Lord, we ask that you forgive them and help them to turn from their evil doings and practices of this world, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, in this set time, oh God, oh, Lord, we pray that you would change them to the very core of their being, amen, that they would seek you out, oh God, amen, and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth, to shake the wicked out. Amen. Hallelujah. We declare in the prayer we will have dominion over the devil in the morning. Make the hour of the morning to rejoice. Hallelujah. And we receive your loving kindness every morning. Amen. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Amen. Let your light break forth in our life and those those in our family as the morning. Let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning. Lord, you're going forth and preparing us the morning. Amen. We pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth. Lord, you live every morning. We thank you that you're waking us morning by morning. You waking our ears to hear us the morning. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God, lead us and guide us in prayer that we may receive divine directions from our Heavenly Father and instructions on what to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, we come praying for your help on today, oh God. And we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, move mighty in us and on us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Our Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do. We ask that every man, woman, boy, and girl will come to know you as their Lord and Savior, according to 1 Timothy 2:1, that everything that has breath praise you, according to Psalm 150:6, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we pray that your kingdom come, your will be done over our families. We ask you to make your word stronger and greater than our wills, amen. We ask you to make us hungry and thirst after your righteousness, according to Matthew 5:6, we stand on your promise of yesterday, man. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We intercede in the spirit that our families are saved by faith. Amen. Help each of us to keep a pure heart, according to 1 Peter 1:22. Keep us in remembrance of your promise that you would never leave us or forsake us. Amen. According to Hebrews 13:5, we take the shield of faith and cover our families right now and our churches where you have blessed the righteous with favor and protect us, surrounding us with a shield according to Psalm 5:12. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that we dwell in your secret place, in the bottom of your shadow. Amen. We decree and declare that you are our refuge, our fortress. You are our habitation. Therefore, no demon, devil, fallen angel, principalities, rules of darkness, power, spiritual wickedness, Satan, those under him shall be fallen. Amen. Neither shall any plague, flu, virus, cancer, disease, headache, cold, or pride come near our dwellings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, that a thousand may fall outside and 10,000 are right here, but it will not, it shall not, it cannot come near our dwelling, because we now apply the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, to the doorpost of our hearts. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. These we dash our foot against the stone with long life. You set us on the you and show us your salvation, because we have set our love upon you, according to Psalm 91:1-16. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, strengthen us today, oh God, and clothe us with your glory. Let us hear your voice today and teach us in your ways, oh God. Keep us, oh God, covered in your blood and heal us from every sickness and disease that the devil tries to hit us with. Amen. And those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, and all that we love and concerned about us, oh, cover each of us, oh God, with the shield of faith and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but everything we put our hands to shall prosper in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. For we are like a tree planted by rivers of water, according to Psalm 1:3, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough on tonight, oh God, because you have kept us, oh God. We thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. Lord, we pray for healing on today, oh God, that healing springs forth in our bodies, oh God. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood. That our hearts beat with the rhythm of life, oh God. Restore us to the days of our youth. We ask and pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name that thy will be done right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we pray that you remove every delay to our blessings, to our breakthrough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that you are with us, that great is you that's in us and he that's in the world. We will not be afraid what men can do, amen. For your word says, oh God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, hallelujah, that your spirit will lift up a standard. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for lifting up a standard in our lives and those in our family and all that we bring on tonight, oh God, to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Father God, we pray right now, according to Jeremiah 30:7, restore our health back to normal, make us healthier than before, amen. We decree and declare Isaiah 61:7, Lord, give us a double portion of the anointing instead of shame, Lord God. Bring rejoicing back to our homes, amen. Let our lives come and shine with your lightness and be full of joy in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare Job 2 verse 25 through 26. Restore back the years that we have that have been stolen, lost, or given humbly away with a speedy anointing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ for matters. We decree and declare Job 42 and 10. Oh Lord, give us back twice of what we have lost. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and what we had before. We decree and declare 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Lord, let all things become new as we give our life to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we decree and declare Psalm 51, 1, 10 and 12. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Restore us, oh God, hold of a clean conscience, God, and wipe away right now anything, any guilt and shame that's weighing us down. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Zechariah 9 and 12. Restore double for our troubles, even as we come to the knowledge of your salvation. We reject and renounce every evil spirit or curse that is still in our blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We retreat back everything that was stolen by the enemy from us with immediate effect, hallelujah, with the power of Jesus Christ's holy name. We break out of every spiritual prison that's created been created for us to lock us up. Essence, love in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every evil barricade set up to block us, let it be destroyed right now by fire and by force. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare according to Job 22, verse 28, that hallelujah, we are and we are set free from all bondage and tyranny. And then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We break every curse of stagnation, limitation, and procrastination that's been placed on our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare we're set free right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, this day. Have your way. We ask that you touch right now, God. Touch and heal right now. All that have an ear to hear on the line on tonight, oh God. And a heart to receive, oh God. Let healing come, oh God. Let your peace come and be still. Let joy overtake us right now. Unspeakable joy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare your goodness on tonight. We decree and declare according to Psalm 21 and 3. We receive the blessing of goodness and you set a crown of pure gold on our heads. We will rejoice because of your goodness. Let your goodness pass before us, oh Lord. Let your abundance of goodness come into our lives. Amen. Let your promise of goodness be fulfilled in our lives. Amen. Let us be glad and joyful because of your goodness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rejoice in your goodness. Amen. Let us delight ourselves in your great goodness, oh God. Let goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. For you are our shepherd, and we hunger you. We will not want. Amen. Remember for your goodness sake, oh Lord. We will see your goodness in the land of the living. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you've laid up your great goodness for us, and we thank you, God. Let your goodness endure continually in our lives, amen. Crown our years with your goodness, and drop our fatness on our lives, amen. Let us be satisfied with goodness of our house, oh God. Oh, Lord, we will praise you for your goodness and your wonderful works towards us, amen. Oh, Lord, fill our soul with your goodness, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive your loving kindness and good having your great goodness, oh Lord. Bring us into a plentiful country, and let us enjoy your goodness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us enjoy your goodness, Lord, the wheat, the wine, and the oil, according to Jeremiah 31 and 12. Amen. Set in our soul with fatness, and let us be satisfied with your goodness. Amen. Let men hear the goodness and prosperity of your acceptance in our lives. Let your goodness be as the morning cloud as the early dew, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, make us tremble with your goodness. Hallelujah, we have tasted and seen that you are good. Amen. We will not have any good thing. Amen. Do good. Good and your good pledge toward us, oh God. Lord, withhold nothing good from us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give us which is good and let us increase in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, show us a token for good. Satisfy our mouth with good things and let our youth be restored as the eagles. Amen. Open up your hand, oh Lord, and fill us with good. Amen. Bless us out of Zion and let us see good, oh Lord. Let us be satisfied with good by the fruit of our mouths. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. And we receive it right now. Amen. We receive it with all faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare with all faith that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, or entered into the hearts of men, the plans that you have for us, your children, to give us a hope in the future. Amen. And expect it in us. And we receive it and we walk in it. We decree and declare we will not be denied. And we won't take any counterfeits or substitutes. There shall be no more setbacks or missed opportunities. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not be fooled by the enemy, amen. We would not succumb to temptation of this world or people of conversation, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory on today, amen, and the rest of our lives, amen. Hallelujah. We are victorious through Christ Jesus who conquered the world, so we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you for deliverance on today, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I lift up your daughters on today that's on the line. Your daughter Sharon Mackey, your daughter Sharon Gordon, your daughter Carol Dillon, hallelujah, your daughter Doretha Jones, your daughter Twan Ladeo. God, lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and all that's in their home and all that their love is concerned about. Lord, I pray that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning them and their family and loved ones and turn it all around for their good, oh God. Lord, I pray that you'll make a way out of no way, for you're a way making, God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare in all what we pray for them today. And our families and loved ones are covered with the full armor of God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that may try to enter into our lives, of those in our family and loved ones. And we decree and declare the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you'll bless us and those in our family and loved ones and our going and coming on today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Every family member and loved one, every form of transportation that we may take on today. Amen. And they may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you for them. We decree and declare that we are blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare our prayers are being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we thank you for answering prayers. We thank you for releasing your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh Lord. And we ask, oh Lord, that you fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been emptied, Holy Spirit. Fill us afresh, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let fresh oil be upon our heads, oh God. Anoint our heads with your oil, Father God, your holy oil. And let our garments to remain white, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, help us all. We thank you, Lord God, that it is done, it is so, and it shall be no other way. As we enter in, Lord God, and read your word, oh God, we ask that you let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh Lord. That we won't just be hearers and readers of your word, but doers of your word, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all will know that we belong to you, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we bless your holy name. Let the fruit of your spirit take root in us all, not lacking one, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give us a new mindset, oh God, a new pattern of thinking, oh God, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let the words, oh God, hallelujah, and let the words of God, of your scripture, oh God, take root and manifest in us and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, oh God, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. We decree and declare miracles, signs, and wonders of God's goodness and favor right now operating in our life, even on this line, this new day. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We believe, oh God, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. We're trusting you for it all. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Will you pray? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. We bless your holy name, Father.
Ooh.
If it let us for the Lord on our side, where would we be on today?
Amen.
So we thank you, Lord.
Thank
we bless
you, Lord.
Your name, Father God. We love you. We need you.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God, that you're not like man, that you shall lie. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you have cleansed us and you have washed us. You've made us new, oh God. That you have reconciled us. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're reconciled back to our Heavenly Father through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you can believe. Hallelujah. It is available for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you this midnight hour. Amen. I'm not going to be on the line too long tonight. I have to make a midnight run here. My Lord, my God. God bless you. God keep you all here. I'm going to call your name. We'll know how you're doing this midnight hour. We'll go into scripture to have our prayer petition. If you can give your prayer petition as I call your name as well. We'll know how you're doing it. Your prayer petition. So when I close out, I'll pray it all together for you. God bless you.
Great
God keep you on the sword. My Aunt Sharon. God bless you, Aunt Sharon. How you doing this midnight hour?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. How you doing this midnight hour, Aunt Sharon? I couldn't hear you. I heard you said good morning.
Oh, I say I'm blessed. I'm doing good this morning. Solid favor. Kind of tired.
Amen.
But I'm here.
And hallelujah. Glory to God. You have a prayer petition this morning.
Glory to God.
Yes,
thank
my
you.
Prayer petition this morning is everybody be blessed. Just keep God first.
Amen.
Keep your mind on him. We ain't got nothing to worry about. Keep him first.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. So glad to have you on the line this morning. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Twan, God bless you. Welcome.
Glory.
How are you doing this midnight hour?
I'm doing good, doing well. I'm blessed to be here. I was tired. I was exhausted, but that's okay. I'm still, I'm excited to be on the line this morning. And
Amen.
I just continue to trust. I'm glad to just be here in the fellowship. I always come expecting God to work mighty in my life and in those who believe and those who are seeking. And my preposition is that God just continues to do a great work within us. God's kingdom be exalted over everything. You know, God's will be done over our own will. And glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We such an agree with you all this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. We love you. We thank God for
love
you.
Love
you. All
love
the
you.
Love
you.
God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm blessing you, and I thank my sister for being my alarm clock. It woke me up because I've been woke all day. But I thank the Lord that I was able to get on the line and just pray for our children and everyone on the line. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Mama, God
amen.
Bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you doing this midnight hour?
Good morning. I'm doing good. I'm here. I'm blessed by the best. My prayer petition would be for today, lift up Misha and her family on her daddy's side as they go and lay their grandfather down and their daddy. Somebody, you know, pray for them, wrap them all around and give them knowledge and understanding, you know, of death. And, you know, just lift them up tomorrow. I would be by her side tomorrow. So I would be with her tomorrow. Amen.
Come again. What was the last part?
I would be with Misha tomorrow at the funeral. So I'll be by her side.
All right, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And we thank God. Definitely praying and lifting her up as we wrap up our prayers on tonight. We lifting Misha up on tonight. We touch and agree with you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Mm-hmm. To God be the glory. We love you. We thank God for you, Mama. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Karen Gordon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
Doing good. God bless you all. And all
Amen.
I want to say today, I just thank God for everything. And all
yes,
I do is my petition to God. Thank you, Lord, because
thank
you have been good to me, to us.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Amen. God bless
yes.
you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Thank you for joining us this midnight hour. It's just a wonderful time
thank you, Lord.
In the Lord, I tell you. So God bless you. We love you. Can't thank God enough
I
for you.
You.
Amen and
yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Definitely want to be praying for. Yes, praying for, I just call their names out. Paula Smith, as we've been praying for, and her family. Ayanna Weaver mm-hmm. and her family, Michael Evenhaus, James Fallon, for healing, Wanda Holtz, and Florence, Aunt Betty, and my cousin Sean Denise, and Angela Green,
mm-hmm.
and our sister Shavante that was on last night, just asking God to
mm-hmm.
move mighty in the life of our family and loved ones that we've
mm-hmm.
called by name and those that we have not called by name. We just pray and lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just asking God to divinely intervene on behalf of our family and turn every situation
mm-hmm.
around for their good, and God will hear our prayers
mm-hmm.
and bring our family out of harm's way. Amen. The Bible says
mm-hmm.
that God remembered Abraham and brought Lot out of trouble. Amen. So I pray
mm-hmm.
tonight, this new day, that God will hear our prayers and bring our family members out of harm's way. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank
oh,
you.
Lord.
It is my prayer that all be saved, that all will come to know Jesus Christ and receive him as their Lord and Savior, that not one be left
mm-hmm.
behind. We may have counted some people
mm-hmm.
out. And saying, nope, they ain't going to make it. Or, no, they don't deserve to get in heaven. Know that. And it brings me to the story of Jonah, when God sent Jonah to Nineveh. And when God, hallelujah, when God received their forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
you know, they repented and they turned back to God. And God stopped
mm-hmm.
all that. He said it was going to come upon them. Amen. They were saved. He
mm-hmm.
got it. Jonah got it
mm-hmm.
because he felt like they didn't deserve it for all that they did. But God said, and they received the word of God, and they turned from their wicked ways, and they were saved.
Mm-hmm.
So I just pray that we don't be that type of person, Christian, that
mm-hmm.
with unforgiveness, that in our sins cannot be forgiven. We have been called to love one another, and that's just not the
mm-hmm.
lovable. Amen. You know, it's
Amen.
Easy to love the lovable.
That's right.
I said it's easy to love
no.
the lovable. It's easy to forgive
right.
the forgivable. You know, but can you love when it's when a person is not being lovable? Can you forgive when it's like, well, you killed, you took, you robbed, you hurt? And can you still, you know, give forgiveness? And you heard people who somebody that they didn't kill their child, and the mother went to court and said, I forgive you, and pray for the person. That's when you know when you really have Christ on the inside of you, when you're able
mm-hmm.
to forgive. I'm talking about the unforgivable, the, you know, the unthinkable that people do, and, you know, and still love people through it all. That's because we only can do it if you truly have Christ on the inside. You can't do it by
That's
yourself.
Right.
You can only truly love like that and forgive like that if you have Jesus on the inside of you. So we do have to have to do a self-check. a self-evaluation, because if you haven't come to that part yet, you need to ask yourself, do I really have Christ on the inside, or what kind of spirit do I have dwelling in me, and I've allowed it to live there. I've allowed it to stay. I welcome that spirit to live in me, to stay in me, and I won't let it go. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. We want to be more like you. We want to be more like you, Lord Jesus. Our scripture on tonight is coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 9. Verse 27-31, chapter 9, verse 27-31, New King James Version. I'm reading from tonight. I'm doing this on 21 days, so I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27-31, it says, when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see that no one knows it. Verse 31 says, but when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all that country. Mm-hmm. And have an understanding of the scripture on tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't respond immediately to the blind man's pleas. He waited to see if they had faith. Not everyone who asks for help really believes God can help them. Jesus may have waited and questioned these men to help them understand their deepest need and also to increase their faith. So when you think that God is too slow in answering your prayers, consider that he may be building your faith as he was doing for the blind men. Do you believe that God can help you? That's the question. Do you believe that God can help you? Some people don't even believe in the faith that they have. They don't believe. They say, oh, I got faith, but they truly don't believe in the faith that they have. Do you really want his help? When we look here in scripture, when he says Son of David was a popular way of addressing Jesus as the Messiah, because people knew that the Messiah would be a descendant of David. So this is the first time Matthew records Jesus being addressed by this title. Jesus' ability to give sight to the blind was prophesied in the book of Isaiah. See, these blind men were persistent. They went right into the house where Jesus was staying. They knew Jesus could heal them, and they would let nothing stop them from finding him. That's real faith in action. If you believe Jesus can meet your need, don't let anything or anyone stop you from reaching out to him. As I quote the scripture, verse 30, I'm going to say verse 30 again, and their eyes were open, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see that no one knows it. Jesus told the people to keep quiet about his healing because he did not want the public attention of being known as a miracle worker. He wanted his message of forgiveness, restoration, and rescue to get out. He healed because he had compassion on people, but he also wanted to bring spiritual healing to a sin-sick world. Yes. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you add a blessing to the readers and hearers and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer tonight, Lord, that you would bless us, oh God, that we would be the doers of your word and operate with the spirit of obedience to your will. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
To God
hallelujah.
Be the glory.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
For God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
At this time,
hallelujah.
We're going to pray. And every prayer that it went forth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. From the mouth of your daughter,
you,
Sharon.
Thank you, Lord.
Mackie, your daughter, Swan,
you.
Today, your daughter, Cara Dula, your daughter, Sharon Gordon, your daughter, Jerica Jones, oh Lord, on tonight, Father God. Lord, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Father God, that we will seek you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God, that we will continue to seek you even the more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, you have that your continued blessing will flow in our lives and those in our families. Lord, we pray for an overflow of blessing that coming from heaven, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we can't thank you enough for your mighty great blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we want to thank you, oh God, for even right now, God, for life that you've given us, and life in abundance, because we have
you,
Lord Jesus. Your word says that we abide in you, Christ Jesus, that you abide in us. Amen. So we decree and declare right now that we have the resurrection power working on the inside. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, do a great work in us, oh God. Oh, Lord, change us and make us more like you, oh God, that we'll be quick to forgive, oh God, and love even the more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let thy will be done. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We exalt your holy name above all names. For there's no one greater than you, oh God. Oh, Lord, teach us how to exalt you even more in every situation concerning us, whether good or bad or of. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we lift up your daughter, Misha, and her family, oh God, the Cooper family, oh God, as they laid their father and grandfather to rest, oh God. Lord, we ask you to restore the joy, the hope, oh God, that peace come and be still. God of all comfort, we call upon you right now, that you will comfort them right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let this be an opportunity to those who have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, God. Oh, Lord, let them turn and ask, how can I be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For, Brother God, we know that one day we all have to stand in your presence, oh God. And, Lord, I pray that all be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would thrust the right labors across those that are lost, oh God, that every man, woman, and child, amen, hallelujah, that are lost in this world, that you will, hallelujah, that you will send your labors, oh God, that they will speak a mighty word in life, that they may ask, how can I be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we offer for praise and thanksgiving on tonight, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, and we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, oh Lord, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you bless us with life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for healing us, oh God. We thank you that every need is met in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for your shed blood that covers us, that answers us, heals us, delivers us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and makes all things new. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We can't thank you enough, Lord God. But yet and still we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, bless in a mighty way, Father God. Oh, Lord, in your blessing, oh, God, bless us and those in our family. You're multiplying, oh, God, multiply us with our goodness and our favor, oh, God, and our protection. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let divine provisions come, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh, God. Oh, Lord, be our strength, oh, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for restoration right now, Lord. Restore, oh God, every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone in our body, every nerve, oh God. Let restoration come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against every back pain, ache, and pain in our bodies. I'm coming in our limbs, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command every ache, pain, and discomfort to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break all generational curses. The pride, rebellion, lust, pride, witchcraft, idolatry, death, destruction, failure, sickness, infirmity, fear, schizophrenia, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God, we can decree in the path that we are free and free indeed. I command our generation of hereditary spirit, I pray in our life through curse to be bound and cast out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We command our spirits of pride and stubbornness and disobedience, rebellion, self-will, selfishness, and arrogance to come out of our will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits of addiction to come out of our appetite. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We break all the assignments of the enemy against our finances right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our ancestral spirits that introduce our ancestors to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We decree and declare every need is met right now. You are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Amen. We decree and declare wealth and riches in our house because we fear you and delight greatly in your commandments. The blessing of the Lord is upon our life and makes us rich and add no sorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, let peace be within our walls and prosperity within our borders. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Let us dip our feet in the oil, oh God. Let us see your heat in our life, oh God. We love wisdom. We inherit substance right now, amen. And our trips are filled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree in the prayer, Amos 9 and 13, the plowman overtakes the reap in our life, and the tread of grace, the sword, the seed, and we live and continue harvest, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, oh Lord, stir up our spirits to do thy will, oh God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
According to 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, make all grace abound towards us, that we will have sufficiency in all things, and abound in every good work. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we thank you that your word gives knowledge, instruction, wisdom, and understanding to all who pay attention to its truth. You promise to impart wisdom to us. If we listen to your words and attain unto your wise counsel, we therefore enter into your presence with trust, knowing that you will give us wisdom according to 2 Chronicles 1 and 10. Heavenly Father, fill us with the spirit of wisdom so that we will be able to discern your will. Amen. With you, Lord God, there's both strength and wisdom according to Job 12 and 13. Heavenly Father, let our mouth speak your wisdom. Lord, because of your righteousness, you have imparted to us according to Psalm 37 and 30 and 30. In hidden part of our life, make us know your wisdom according to Psalm 51 and 6. Teach us to number our days so that we, hallelujah, may gain a heart of wisdom according to Psalm 90 and 12. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and knowledge make us happy, because the gain of it is better than fine gold. By wisdom you found the earth, and by knowledge you established the heavens, according to Proverbs 3:13-20. Amen. Christ Jesus, we thank you that we established the heavens according to Proverbs. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you that our eyes are of your understanding continue being enlightened, that we may know your calling and the riches of your glory and inheritance with the saints. We thank you, Lord God, right now for your calling, your excellent greatness, oh God, your exceeding greatness, and we believe, trust, rely on you only. Heavenly Father, we believe that Jesus Christ is your son and that he died on the cross for us, for our sins. And we believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And he now sits at your right hand in heaven, according to Ephesians 1:17-23. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ, who represents your power and wisdom to us, because we are in him. Amen. And we desire to always abide in him. You have made us, oh God, and we just want to say thank you that he has come and been made us to us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. It is the reality that calls us to glory in you forever. According to 1 Corinthians 1:22-31, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, touch our hearts right now. Oh, Lord, speak to our hearts on tonight, oh God, as we sleep and let healing come. Let restoration come, oh God. Let your blessings come and overtake us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke and cancel our spirits of incubus and succubus, every vampire spirit, creeping spirit, demonic spirit, satanic spirit that operates in the night hours. Amen. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare victory that we shall sleep. Hallelujah. We shall have sweet dreams and a peaceful sleep because we rest in you, Father God, and sleep that gives us sleep. And we just want to say thank you that we wake up restored and refreshed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you and we love you. Oh Lord, we pray and ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God. Oh Lord, fix that is broken in us and mend the tear in our souls and those in our family. I come against the spirit of depression and oppression and fear and anxiety right now, and I command you to cease your works and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for your joy on tonight. We thank you for your peace. Hallelujah. We thank you for your protection. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us like you do, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you and we love you. We decree and declare that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promise of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God the praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May be done according to your faith.
Glory
amen.
To
God. Is the life of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're trusting God, just step in right now and turn it all around for your good. If you're trusting God to make a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk in those.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Walk in expectation and follow you to receive it.
Woo.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because God is able. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you all tonight as this is our 8 day. Hallelujah, that we've been on the line. Amen. God is truly blessed in a mighty way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I thank God for you that not one day I've been on here by myself at all. So I am so happy to have the beautiful women of God on the line. And my Aunt Sharon has been on every day of the 8 days so far. And I just thank God for you. I love you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It is blessed because as you can see, everybody can't stay up or get up and be on at midnight. So, God bless
that's
you.
Right.
God bless you to give you the strength to keep on keeping on. Amen. May you never grow weary in well doing. Amen. And just trusting
amen.
God and everything. And just get out the way and truly let God have his way. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
This time I call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. And if you your prayer went forward, you receive it, say amen. And we'll wrap up the call and I'll release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Ain't Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got some new walking shoes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I pray that you continue to bless each and every one of you guys on the line and even the ones that's not on the line. That he instills in you to keep reaching for him. And without him, we can't do nothing. And I'm praying every last one of us gets some new walking shoes on this line. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Hallelujah. Order ourselves, Father. We ask Jesus that
name.
Order ourselves, Father. Help us, Lord.
And the
let thy will be done, Father God. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much, Aunt Sharon. God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes,
amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. Mama.
Oh. Amen. And you be safe out there. Your late brother allow me to take it back in. And I love y'all until we come back tomorrow morning. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you, Mama. Amen. Swan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I touch and agree with all that has went forward. And I just continue to pray that God will be our strength, be our joy, and be our peace, and restore us. Restore us, and this is a being up this late, and making the sacrifice, sacrificing our body, just to hear what God has to say, and to be on this line, just expecting God to move is all worth it. And so, I know God will restore us, and so I'm looking forward to it. I always expect God to do great things.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Love you, Sam. We love you.
Amen. Yes, everybody trying. I'm telling you, they're talking about, I'm going to get on. I'm going to get on. I'm going to try to get on. Oh, I just make it. I'm going to get on. So we I say, you just keep trying. We on there until the 21st, so keep trying so you can get on there. God bless you. Keep pressing on in. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. And I count to bless you one more time to be on. And all of you don't trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't get this many opportunities throughout the year to have midnight prayer. So it is a blessing.
No,
I'm telling you. I was excited about it. So hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how sleepy I'm. I know once I get on the line and prayer goes forward and the Holy Spirit is moving, I am no longer sleepy or tired.
It do.
I have to try to unwind after prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God bless you. God keep you, I was saying. Hallelujah. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I love you all, and I want you to have the rest of the day. Be blessed in the rest of the day. In Jesus' name,
amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Again, I thank you, beautiful women of God, for your time and just your commitment, coming together in faith on this line at midnight. And dedicating yourself to it, amen. Know that God is already moving, working things out. And like the word saying, you know, understand that Jesus wants to know if you believe, you know, if you truly have faith in that, what you're asking him for, do you believe he can do it? And he's just waiting to see if you get there to increase your faith even the more to trust him. Amen. If you just trust him. And not just your will, but God's will. Lord, if this is your will for my life, let your will be done, because a lot of times we're wanting God to do our will instead of saying, Lord, I request it, Father God, but let your will be done. We can come to our Father with our petition and remember, Lord, let your will be done, because it's greater. Amen. So God bless you, God keep you. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the knowledge that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that heaven is your future home, and that you have been sanctified, justified by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. You're wearing the robes of righteousness, the signet ring of a child of God, the living God, amen, and the shoes of a daughter, amen, not the barefoot of a servant. Like Aunt Sharon said, I got some new shoes, amen, got me some new walking shoes. We all receive and walk in the newness of the Lord, amen. You are precious in the sight of the Lord our God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Bless
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. As you go to from your destination.
Amen. Traveling grace. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see you look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion, can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop. stop breathing, yeah. One time. Oh, I just wanna hear.